Another big week. Start with Warrensburg Week on Wednesday.
It was an exciting day. We had Warrensburg Day at the Capitol on Wednesday. KOKO 1450 was here, and they interviewed some 12 different statewide elected officials, Senate leaders, House leaders, and just folks of interest. So that was exciting. We also had the UCM Mules basketball team. They won the national championship Division II, and their coach Kim Anderson and their team and a lot of coaches, a lot of supporters were here as well. They signed a lot of posters. Literally hundreds of people in the Capitol were the beneficiaries of those posters. We got to introduce them in the Senate floor and also on the House, and then they went to the Supreme Court. And so they were really treated to a great day. And really kind of a fun side note, Martin Warren fourth graders from Warrensburg, they were here. And so all the different classes got to have group pictures with the Mules, and it was, I think, a really exciting day for the fourth graders. So a lot of excitement in one day, plus everything else in state government was going on that day. So it made for a very full day.
And one of those everything else is the wrap-up, at least on the part of the Senate Appropriations Committee, of the 2015 fiscal year budget, which now looks to be heading to the Senate floor maybe as early as next week.
Exactly. Also on Wednesday, the Senate Appropriations Committee made their final recommendations on the different bills that make up the state budget. And so now that will go to the entire Senate for their consideration the early part of next week. My thought is those decisions will be made on the Senate floor by the end of next week. And so what happens is those positions that we agreed with the House, they're done. And there's some 1,500 line items that we consider. And so if there's any of those 1,500 that there's a difference between the House and the Senate when we're done with the budget next week, then that will go to what's called a conference. And there will be members of the House and the Senate, and we'll work out differences in conference. And so that will probably take another week. But I think we're well on the way of meeting our constitutional deadline of May 9th, 6 p.m.
We had several years where the budget was very tight, did not see the revenues we had seen in other years. We're seeing an improvement. Is it more difficult to budget when the revenues coming in are better than when they're not?
It's always difficult to budget because we can't spend one dime more than we take in. So it forces us to make some very, very tough decisions. When the budget's tight, obviously you say no a lot more. However, when you do have a little bit of discretionary income, you still have to be very mindful of making up for some past losses. How much of that do you do? Do you want to make up a lot and then realize that maybe in future years you can't sustain that? So there's always very, very tough decisions that need to be made. So that's a tough job of being on the Appropriations Committee and also being in the Senate and the House to make those tough decisions.
Also, the Senate Education Committee, we only have, I believe, 3 full weeks left of session, so the committee hearings still happen, but the bulk of the legislation is already on the floor in debate on one chamber or the other.
Yeah, we have a lot of important decisions that we've discussed in the Senate Education Committee. House Bill 1490, which is a bill dealing with Common Core, we voted out of that. We voted that bill out of the Senate Education Committee on Wednesday. That will go to the floor sometime next week, dealing with Common Core. It passed overwhelmingly in the House, I believe 139-12, and so I think what we're going to try to do is make very, very few changes and try to keep what the House did and hopefully come up with a good solution on the Common Core issue.